what I've done here.
So I took this formula and I just said that epsilon and t, the unsigned interval and the overlap interval, they're just parameters. And for simple cubic, there are six nearest neighbors, and in the sum over the exponential factors, I get six terms, and they turn out to combine like cosines. And then we get an energy k dispersion relationship that looks like this. So it starts out like a parabola, like k squared, bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees. And just like in the empty lattice approximation, the points that are further from gamma are the dispersion curve hits them higher, hits these points higher than the points that are closer to gamma. So x is closer than m, and r is further from gamma than m. So you get a dispersion curve that looks like this. We define an effective mass here near the gamma point by fitting the minimum here to a parabola. And if it were a free electron system, this parabola would be given by the energy is h bar squared k squared over 2m, where m is the mass of an electron. And now the curvature here at the bottom is set by this t. The t up there, the t that appears here, determines the amplitude of these cosine terms. And so if t were smaller, this whole thing would come down and it would change the curvature here at the bottom. So the effective mass is defined then as the, I take a derivative of this, dE dk is h bar squared k over m. If I take a second derivative, d squared d k squared, then I just get h bar squared over m. So the effective mass is determined by solving this for a mass, and you get m is h bar squared over the second derivative dE dk squared, which is what I have written here. And when I just differentiate that formula up there, it tells me that the effective mass is h bar squared divided by twice this overlap integral and then a squared the lattice spacing. So if the t is small, then the effective mass will be large. A band that looks like this is got a larger effective mass than one that's like that, because this one has a smaller curvature. It's flatter, so it has a smaller curvature, and you divide by the curvature here. So for small t, you get a large effective mass.